Many observers say it's up in the air as to who'll prevail in the Iowa caucus. What is apparent, though, is the fervor that's been happening across the state in recent weeks. While politicians have been stumping in diners, schools, and churches, people like Steve Graham have been rapping on doors in Dubuque and handing out leaflets in support of their chosen candidates.
Well, I put in anywhere from some days it's been about 3 hours, sometimes it's about 5 hours. We've all got a very upbeat attitude, but everybody's anxious because it's so close. I hate to use that term, too close to call, but that's really what it's turning out to be.
Graham is a stay-at-home dad for Madison, who's backing John Edwards. He says this is his seventh visit to Iowa in the last 2 months. Other candidates have their backers from Wisconsin pressing the flesh as well. Graham says scoring big in Iowa is essential to a candidate's campaign.
If they win, I think it gets them on a roll coming right out of the gate. I think it gives a very even-keeled, no-nonsense, working-hard background that really help out big.
Some political analysts challenge Iowa's role in determining a party's front-runner, saying New Hampshire's primary can be just as much a factor in a race, if not more so. Still, many Democrats remember Howard Dean's commanding lead in their polls, until John Kerry's upset victory in the Iowa caucus led to him winning his party's nomination for the 2004 election. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.